It's on hold.
Blog Talk Radio.
Man, come on, talking. I see you.
Okay, Angela. I can't believe we're the only one online right now. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Verna.
Yes, uh-huh.
Nobody talking to
me. Amen.
Who is that? Y'all already got started?
No, everybody's late calling in today. It's just you, myself, Angela, Brian, and Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey Mom, did you guys want to say any verses today that's on the menu?
That's right now.
Do you guys want to say any of the verses that's on the schedule?
Oh, I want to say something. You want to read anything on the schedule? Somebody got one, eight of them?
Loretta has Romans.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the rest of them is available?
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Well, I do Ephesians and... Mr. Bonner would do John 10. So we still got one more then.
Yeah. Tell her what she need to add to Romans, Angel.
Nothing, but to Ephesians.
Oh yeah, to Ephesians. Yeah.
Let's start with verse 2.
Verse 2 on Ephesians. Okay.
Verse 2 and 3.
Ephesians, okay. And what about John 10?
You know, I didn't look
that one. I think that was fine. I didn't look around it. Let me look. John 10:10.
Ephesians. I had read something.
He can add 9 to it.
9.
He can add 9 to it.
9 and 10, baby.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Bethlehem having an all-day thing. I don't know if they made it a family, some kind of anniversary day, church anniversary. Ben and Karen them. They have an anniversary today. I don't know if they're going to make it or not.
Okay. Did you talk to Auntie Dot?
No. I ain't talked with her. This her week weekend, though.
Uh-huh.
She's probably home right now, but I ain't talked to her. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Andrew, you want to give Doug a call just in case he's sleeping?
Yeah, I could do that.
I have another little writing that I got out of Second Samuel in our Sunday school book by blessing.
Yeah, you can say that when you do your round table.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You read.
It's you guys over there.
Huh?
I'm not having that on this line today.
I'm not having it. It didn't go mute, so what we talking about ain't nobody else's problem. Well, then it is when you don't mute it. What? It didn't go mute. I don't ride like that. I keep putting them on mute and taking them off, so I can't hear nothing they're saying, but I know it's noise.
Oh, I was calling. I called Keisha. I just talked to
her. I'm going
to watch it. Not here. Good evening.
What's that?
I don't know. Is this Ain't Dot?
Jordan.
Jordan, how you doing, sweetie?
Okay, good.
Good, hey. All right. You ready for the closing prayer tonight?
Yes.
All right. You on time, girlfriend.
Is your daddy asleep?
No, I think he up.
Okay.
Your brother and sister going to help you out with the closing prayer, or you going to go solo?
I'm just going to do it by myself.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Jordan, is your dad going to join?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, great.
Good evening, Nakisha.
Hello. Just us?
We have Mom can give you a rundown. Who we got, Angela?
Brian and Daniel and Mom and Mr. Varner and Jordan, yourself and Loretta and me.
Oh, we're just so quiet. All right, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
Good evening, Bruce.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Doing well. The line was just ringing. I couldn't get through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, God is good. What I've been through, God is good.
Loretta, Toya going to be joining tonight?
Toya's here, yes.
I'm in Toya. So, I guess we can go ahead and get started.
Yes, I think it's safe to say.
Alrighty, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hey, let me do a roll call. We have Brian, we have Daniel, we have Mom, Mr. Varner, we have Jordan, Keisha, Bruce, LaToya, Loretta, and myself. Is there anyone else that did I miss anyone?
Jordan? Did you say that?
Jordan, that's
right. Oh, Jordan, Mom.
Amen.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, first off, we're going to start off by blessing the line. And bow your heads, please. Our Father, giving you honor and praise, the Nellums family seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each and every member of this family, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know that our lives are in constant danger, but we know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, by the Spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God. Armor of God. Stand firm with the belt of truth. Buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Good evening. Someone else just joined. I'm sorry. Who just joined?
Let me try and figure out how the phone works.
Oh, Daniel. Okay. All right. Okay, Angela, I'm sorry.
Okay. Tonight's program is going to be on God's promises on blessings. I just want to give a definition of blessings. To be blessed means to be favored by God. Blessings, therefore, are directly associated with God and come from God. Therefore, to express a blessing is like bestowing a wish on someone that she or he will experience the favor of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to be reading from the books of John, Romans, and Ephesians. Before we get started, I would like to see if we have a volunteer for the first John verse. Do we have a volunteer for someone
to... Oh, hold on. We got too many people trying to volunteer. Hold on, hold on. Take your time.
There you go. Brian, Bruce, or Keisha, you three are the ones left. Anyone of you would like to read John 1:16?
I'll read. But what is it? You just said John first.
John
1:16.
John what?
John. Saint John 1:16.
1:16. Okay, I'm reading it now.
Yes, we have everything else covered.
Birthdays. You need to cover birthday.
We need to back up for a birthday greeting. Do we have anyone that's willing to sing tonight?
Anybody outside of Daniel?
Any volunteers?
Yeah. I might have to get it.
You volunteer, Kadarius? Kadarius volunteered to sing happy birthday.
Okay, great. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started. Keisha, if you can start us off.
Huh? Go? Okay. John chapter 1, verse 16 reads, For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. That's all I'm reading.
Unless you want to read more, Keish.
No, I was just making sure.
Okay.
Amen.
So we know you. Okay. Let's move around to Mr. Varner. You're going to read John 10:10.
We read John 10:9-10.
Oh, okay.
I am the door. By being, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not far but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Loretta, you going to come to us in Romans?
Okay, I'll be coming to you out of Romans 8. And 28. And it goes on to say, and we know that all things happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitted into his plans. Amen?
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Let's move around to Mother on Ephesians.
Okay, I'm reading chapter 1 in Ephesians, but I'm going to start at 2 and 3. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ. Amen.
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 Let's do the study in Loretta.
Get out of there now.
Loretta?
Yes.
You ready for the click and shut in?
Yes, I do. And I have to share with you guys my favorite verse in the Bible is Psalms 116:1, and it goes on to say that I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and answers them, because he bends down and listens. I will pray as long as I have breath. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, because this system, my phone, the computer, was not working at all today, and I've been on knees, bending prayers all day today, praying that God allow us to come through and work this thing out tonight. And I just love the Lord. I really do. He do answer prayers, guys. Prayers work. So if you all would just bow your head for the sick and shut-ins.
Do you have any special names we want to acknowledge before we... Loretta?
Not on my end, I don't.
Well, we'll stick with our... Yes. We'll stick with our same names we had last week.
Yeah.
Uncle Champ, Tony... Malachi, Cousin Billy Morgan, Billy Mitchell, Uncle Dave, Marianne, Brian, and we'll add Trey to the list. He had a fever this morning of 100, and was it 101, Keisha? So,
oh,
are there any other Any other names of people that I missed?
Hubert.
Hubert.
Okay, yeah, that is tons of people.
And the family.
Yes. They still has.
Okay. What name did you say before Trey?
Huh?
Brian.
Brian. Okay, I got him. Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry?
I'm here. I had it on mute.
Okay.
All right. Okay, everyone, bow your head for the second shut-in. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift everyone up that is not well today. We're speaking on Brian, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Tony, Malachi, Billy, and Billy, and Trey, Marianne, and Hubert. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way to Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you make them strong again. Help them to realize that by faith they can be healed. And to let them know, no matter what the doctor says, that you and you alone are the last word. God, we love you. We thank you. And the storm will not last always. Dear Heavenly Father, we are walking in your presence and trusting in you. For we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All righty, let's talk about birthdays. We know that Mr. Daniel will have a birthday on tomorrow. Are there any other birthdays this week?
Is Daniel still there, guys?
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah,
okay, okay, because it's called drop. Okay. Okay, he's the only one that I know of for November, what is this week? November 20th through the 26th.
Okay, so we're going to have Mr. Kadarius come to us with singing?
Yes, Kadarius is going to sing a happy birthday song.
Right.
Okay.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Day to you. Happy birthday, dear Angela. Uncle Daniel. Happy birthday to you. More.
All right.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday,
Daniel.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Uncle. All righty. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to go around the table and see if anyone wants to say anything, bless the family or a testimony, whichever you would like. I would like to start off with LaToya.
LaToya. I pass.
Okay. Keisha?
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody that was in prayer last week and just wish that everyone have a good week. And I especially want to thank Uncle Bruce and his family and Cousin Tanya that helped out last week. God bless you guys. Oh, and Uncle Daniel, sorry. And I pray that God blesses you and keeps you and let his light shine upon you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Varner?
Yes, I agree. Don't pray as the word does. And we'll find that in Matthew 6, 7, and 8. Then Jesus' day, and before pagan worship, you repetition blabbing in their prayers. They felt like the more they repeated certain words and phrase, the more likely that God would answer their prayer. These were nothing more than empty words. Jesus did not want his disciples to pattern their prayer life after those are pagan. We know pagan is our God. He wanted that prayer to be expression of an intense relationship between God and his disciples. Prayer is really a conversation with God. God already knows us. He already knows what we need before we even ask. If he already knows, then why ask? Simply, he waiting for us to ask. And today our prayer life must be based on private prayer, sacred in our prayer, enable us to have intimate relationship with God. Intimacy with God is dependent on honesty, openness, and humility. Thank you. Amen.
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 Thank you. How about you, Brian?
What?
Would you like to say anything today?
Oh, no. I'm chilling right now. I passed.
Okay. How about you, Daniel?
I just want to say everybody I love them, and I'm trying to get another year down. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
I love everybody. Yeah. After that.
Okay. How about you, Mom?
Yes, I want to read something that I wrote about in our Sunday school lesson, and it was about blessings. It said, O Lord God, thou art thy God, and thy word be true, and thou hast promised this goodness to thy servant. O Lord God, have spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of the about serving be blessed forever. That's blessing. That's what I got out of 2 Samuel.
Amen.
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 Amen. How about you, Jordan? Do you have anything you want to say?
I just want to thank God for this fellowship that we can have with the family, how we just get to pray and thank Him for keeping us. And for Thanksgiving, I want everybody to pray for the unfortunate, because everyone is not blessed like we are to have a meal in a family.
Amen.
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 Okay, somebody's talking.
I'm out. We're still outside.
Meet your phone, baby. Okay, Bruce.
Okay, I'm just going to say a few things. For every problem and need that we have, there is a promise for it in the Bible, which is the Word of God. We need to look at all of our problems that we might have as actual opportunities. As Christians, we are entitled to every promise that God made to us. However, entitlement does not guarantee possession. Therefore, we need to use the word of God and put it to work, not just hearing it and having knowledge of it, but having it in our heart and in our spirit and putting it to work. And as tonight's topic is on blessing, as Christians, we should always look to be a blessing to somebody else. And I'm reminded of the testimony that Angela gave a few weeks ago. But at the same time, when we take care of God's house, He will make sure that He'll take care of your house. Amen.
Amen.
Loretta?
I would just like to go back to say that prayer works. Try it. Try Him. He's always there. He'll come through for you. Tonight, this line may have not been possible, but due to constant prayer and trusting in the Lord, that He made a way for us to come together tonight one more time and give Him glory and to praise His name. I would like to say, everyone, have a happy Thanksgiving and reach out to the less fortunate. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, this is Angela. I would like to say something. First, I'm going to read something from my Bible. When we give to meet the needs of others, our attitude makes all the difference. God is not only concerned with what we give, but how we give it. I believe that one of the greatest tragedies of our society is that we give with the wrong attitude. Therefore, God does not bless our gifts. Merely taking care of the needy out of obligation is not enough. We must do it with a generous and ungrudging heart. In the same way that God enjoys blessing His own, we too must learn how to enjoy blessing that comes from taking care of each other. And that falls right in line with me sharing last week, and I know all of you guys prayed because God just poured down blessings on us this week. And, you know, I know Brian is getting better every day, and I just praise the Lord for that. And I also like to give special thanks out to Bruce and Tanya and Daniel, how they came together, just a tag team and working with Brian to make sure that he got the care that he needed. And I'm just so grateful, and I wanted to acknowledge that because sometimes we don't share our thanksgiving to those that are actually their time and energy. And I just want you all to know how much I do appreciate it. And let's continue to pray for all our family.
Yes, Lord.
For healing in every way that we all need it. We all have different things that we're struggling with every day, but that's life. And if we stay on the Word of God, you know, He will continue to pour out these blessings to us. And just keep in mind that He blesses us every Sunday because we're all obedient to being on this phone and praying together. That's the first thing that we can always give grace to, give blessings to the Lord. So I just want to say thank you so much for everything that you all do, and thanks for being obedient on this line.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If there's nothing else, we will have Jordan to close us out.
Hey, I would like to say a word or two
go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And just spoke about the prayer a while ago, and I would like to read four components, general components of prayer. Is that give praise to God, praying for God's word in the word, and number three, praying for our daily needs, and number four, praying for help with our daily struggle. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jordan, when you're ready.
Okay.
I will be reading Matthew 6, 9 through 13. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. That concludes our program today on God's blessing, His promises for blessings. Daniel, enjoy your birthday in moderation.
Great. Okay, they both have been enjoying. How did it go last night, Daniel? They gone?
Oh, they celebrated last night?
They said they were celebrating the birthday last night, but I ain't had no more, and I missed they called today.
Oh, okay.
I still got us on mute. They were
still on mute. They probably still having a party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, everybody have a blessed week. I love you.
Bye,
guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Y'all have a night. All right, you too.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Happy Turkey Day, Tegan. Happy
Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.